Let's get the recording going here. By the way, folks, you can listen to our previous radio shows, a lot of them, on our website, coinsplus.com. If you go to the website, you just go down the right. It's an older website, but it's cool. I mean, we have a new website. We've been through, I won't even get into everything with the COVID thing and blah, blah, blah. We're so busy, we don't have time to do what we need to do to get it rolling, because technically it was designed to take us nationally, and our business volume is so unbearable locally. And I have, as y'all have heard, I have such a hard time getting it, the right employee mix. I've had people apply and stuff, and there's just a certain skill set we're always looking for. It's got to be, you know, intelligent, professional. Obviously, integrity's everything. I mentioned on the last show where the scripture talks about, you know, there's many numerous people that tell you how righteous they are, but how hard is it to find a righteous man, sort of thing. And it really is. And I've learned that, and I've gotten burnt. You know, I've gotten burnt a lot. I have a very strong sense of discernment, but then I have a big heart, and I question myself. And it's hard sometimes, because discernment will tell you the truth about someone, and then you know, and then there's people that don't have discernment that'll be around, and they, you know, they'll question you and tell you you're too harsh, or you're, you know. And I'm not saying I run around and judge people at all, but to be honest, when it comes to being in our business, trust is a big thing. I've had people stress out about, you know, I'll talk about some of the bad experiences I've had, and they'll be like, do you think anyone ever took my stuff? I'll tell you something, folks. If your stuff is here, it's in a depository. It's the finest depository in the West Coast that I, you know, at least. And I'll tell you something else. It is designed from the ground up for extreme security. Top-level boxes, top-level Class 2 AA vault. 18 inches of composite concrete designed to destroy tools in every form. That's wrapped in 1-inch thick T12 resistant plate steel. That's the old Class 2. Anything that cuts steel gets destroyed by this concrete. Anything cuts concrete gets destroyed by the steel. Heat sensors, seismic detectors, 24/7 motion surveillance recorded at 3 locations, and down the rattle trap I go. Just so you're aware, it's highly secure. No one's ever been allowed in there without our accompaniment. We've never had an issue, and any employee that's ever worked here for 20-some years, if they had to take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, no employee has ever been into any box other than their own. They cannot access them. We designed it that way. We've got a lot of other precautions I don't explain, but our depository is highly secure. I will admit that it's gotten far beyond anything I ever imagined as far as, you know, the clientele and stuff that we've picked up. But, you know, praise the Lord, I guess, when you hold the line, God blesses you. And it's really not a profitable, it's not a profit center of our business. It's our deposit boxes. The smallest boxes start at $60 a year. And they're basically full, I think, for the most part. Every once in a while, one will open up. I think we have a waiting list. Our next box is around $100 a year, 90 to 100. That's a 5x5x24. And then from there, we have 3x10. They're all 24 inches deep. We have 3x10s, 5x10s, 10x10s, 10x15s. You can almost get a small child in there. I would not recommend that. We have a policy against storing babies in there, and we also do not technically allow firearms for obvious reasons. We're not a gun storage unit. And so, but overall, if you've got product, and if you've done business with us, thank you. But if you haven't been here to see us, come see us. We get some distant clientele that, you know, they'll treat us a certain way, or they have a certain skepticism, and once they see our facility, it puts them at complete peace. It's an extremely blessed facility God placed into my mind. When I did it, I had the vision. There was no stopping me, and life has been good. God is good, and he's done, you know, God's amazing. Yesterday, my wife was excited this morning, or today, she wanted to tell me this story, and she had, she was trying to go to bed. It was really late. She had to get up early for an appointment, and she was stressing out. She could not find her phone, and she went around and around and around the house, and she could not find her phone, and she was really stressing out, and she finally said, okay, I'm going to sit down and pray. She sits down to pray, Lord, I know you know where the phone is, and just show me. She gets up out of the chair, walks into the laundry room, pulls up a shirt, and the phone is sitting in the laundry basket under another shirt, or under a shirt. Absolutely physically impossible that she would have known. God sent her straight to it, and there's times that I believe, honestly, God wants our attention. He's the finder of all things, you know, all lost things, and he wants our attention, and all the time, and he actually will, I believe, he'll grab us and say, hey, try this, you know, pay attention to me, don't lose sight of me, and, you know, so that's a simple fact, but he definitely knows where things are, and he will help you find them. If you trust in him, I believe I've seen it multiple times where he will show us where there's lost items somewhere. And, you know, there's scriptures that might be stretched a little, you know, for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest or all that kind of stuff. But he also, he just knows where all things are, and he will help you. But he wants us to be in constant communion with him all the time. You know, don't be anxious about your life, what you'll eat, what you wear, and not one thing. He says he takes care of everything, the plants, the birds, the insects. He feeds them, he covers them, he takes care of them. Why not us, you know? I like that, you know, there's, so have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be found. I think that's Matthew 10-ish, something like that. But it's just, you get my point. So that was a cool God story. So today I've got just kind of some, I just want to talk about metals a little bit. And so I'll go through all that. I just want to kind of hit on what my beliefs are as far as the metals and whatnot. So precious metals, okay, they are real money. They're biblically endorsed and authorized, okay? That means in their divinely inspired, divinely created, God made them. It's not just, I know we listen to the radio and we get guys that are selling annuities. I hate them. They sound neat. You can call them whatever you want. Whole life. I mean, I don't know all the new hot slick names. And every time I do, a new one comes along. But if it's insurance based and related, I say steer clear. You can have, when you put money in these quote, you know, vehicles, you'll get a statement that looks all rosy and everything's hunky-dory, but it's not. You wait till you try to get it back out. There's some surrender charges that are crazy. They'll show you artificial premiums where they'll go, well, you know, you put in 100 grand, and they'll show you with a balance of 110, right? Makes you feel good. You got another 10 grand. And then they'll pay interest based on your 100 plus your 10, but the interest rates are always really low. They have different funds and fee, or funds whatever, and that they'll say, oh, you know, indexes. I mean, well, you're in the NASDAQ, or you're in the Dow, or you're the, and you know, the NASDAQ's been going up at 10% a year, and da da da. True that. Just because they say you're in their NASDAQ fund or their S&P 500 fund doesn't mean you're getting paid what the market's doing. Plus, why would you take money, go to an insurance-based investment house, and try to track the stock market index? Go do that yourself. It doesn't make sense. And they'll say, oh, well, you'll have this money with this, and then you'll have life insurance too. Yeah, and they drag these life insurance premiums out of your account every year. They have whole life where they act like it's really neat because you're buying this big fat insurance policy, and over time you're going to actually accumulate wealth. Yeah, you are. But you're going to put a ton of dough in and get a little tiny bit of growth. It is not a pretty picture. And I'm talking from a strong financial standpoint, not biased just because I do what I do. I mean, that might be hard to believe because every man has bias. I would never do that for a living. I would never sell those products. They're really brutal. I've dealt with so many people trying to get them out. There's what's called residual income or residual commission. As long as that money remains, every year it renews. They buy a new insurance policy, and people are getting commission throughout the corporation. Eventually, your money will diminish, you know. And then any time you get into any kind of a paper investment and you lose, which happens, I'd say, 9 out of 10 times, then they're like, oh, shucky darns. Golly gee whiz, we just missed it that time. Let's try this. And you're like, you know, I want to get out. I'm not a big, what are you getting out? You don't want to get out while you're down. You want to get out while you're up. If you get out now, you don't have a chance to get your money back. And then if it happens to be up and you're like, I want to get out. Why would you get out? You're up, man. What are you doing? And I mean, I've seen this. I've been exposed to it. I really am hypothetically financially knowledgeable. I'm not the greatest or anything, but I know some things. And, you know, and I probably give better advice to others than I give to myself sometimes. I'm kidding, but maybe I'm not. You'll never know. So basically, precious metals are solid. You don't have to put all your money in them, but you should put a substantial portion in them. I mean, you put into metals what you can't afford to lose. They're solid. They're rock solid. And here's what's going on. We have absolute complete chaos and mayhem in the marketplace. It's everyone's losing their tail. The markets are all down. The indexes are all down. And if you don't protect yourself, you're going to get it worse. And 401ks and IRAs, and you've made your run. I'm not going to deny with hyperinflation. Folks, I was looking yesterday with someone. Listen to this. I want you to understand this. 80% of all the currency in existence is U.S. has been created in the last couple years. In other words, they have 80%. M1 money went from 4 point whatever trillion to 20 point whatever trillion. I'm talking 80% of all the currency has been made in the last 2 years. Can you say hyperinflation? Look at graph charts from the Weimar Republic, which was ultimately led to Nazi Germany. An absolute paper crash. People did not see it coming. It was the strongest unit of currency in the world, and everybody wanted it. And it was fiat currency, and they started to make it like it was bread. Just pounding it out. Because the banks and bankers, or banksters, if you will, their profit levels are, it's all about making money to make money. And so just be smart enough. God made money for a reason. Why did he make precious metals? It's biblically endorsed, authorized, divinely inspired, divinely created. He's given every example throughout the Bible. He uses it as a comparative to everything. He uses it as a comparative to righteousness, to goodness, to fidelity, to integrity, to character, to honesty, to everything. That is his standard. And you do stand out like a sore thumb if you're a believer. I'm sorry, but you're not going to fit in. You're not going to convince your broker. I don't care if your broker is a Christian or not. They have a vested interest. Solomon said money is the answer to everything. I promise you, they've got a vested interest. And I'm a broken record this way, but I'll tell you, I know you can listen to Dave Ramsey and all this stuff, and there's a lot of wisdom there. Dave Ramsey's resume, other than being on the radio for quite a while, is mine's better. Big deal. I actually have degrees and licensing and things he didn't. He was a guy that went broke, bankrupt a couple times, started teaching financial classes in church, hit the radio in a local area, and worked his way up. Period. That's it. He's not a bad guy, but the problem is he's sponsored by paper people. He's sponsored by stocks and bonds and mutual funds and all this stuff. So he tells you, you know, and he's really big on being debt-free. Now, here's the deal. I don't disagree with that at all. I'll tell you, there's a time and a place where you got to borrow money. You back your money up with an asset. There's times that you might want to use money to buy a business, but you better know what you're doing. I've seen people make that mistake. You might need a car to get to work. Don't be a fool. Don't go out and buy some super razoo, you know, if you can't afford it. Just get good transportation. I hate to say it, but you buy a good Japanese vehicle, a Nissan or a Toyota, you know, that's X number of years old, it's got reasonable mileage, it's reliable, you can trust it and rely on it, and you know that it's going to come through for you. That's it. It's transportation. Now, I'm not saying that if you got the extra money, don't go get something you like that's kind of sizzle pop. I like sizzle. That's me. But, you know, I'm cash on everything, period. Our building is free and clear. Our house is free and clear. Our inventory is free and clear. Everything we own is free and clear. We're liquid, you know. And that's to your benefit as a client also. Because you don't have to worry about these debt situations that take people down in different industries. People don't understand corporate scenarios either. These companies that you see go by, this company will go by that company for umpteen gajillion dollars. It's all on debt. They just happen to have the ability to borrow substantial amounts of money based on a number of factors, cash flow, stock shareholders, whatever it is. But there's debt. When you get into the billion-dollar transactions, it's debt, except for a man named Elon Musk, who is the richest man in the world. He went to buy Twitter. Now he's pounding it into the ground because they're liars. They took Trump down. They lied terribly. And I'll tell you, throw it out there without getting deep into it. The biggest fear of the left right now is that Trump will come back. Biden's a goner. His mind is just toast. He's so gone. It's sad that we would ever be so stupid to be conned, because if you look at the wrong news information, you apparently drink the Kool-Aid and he gets. And that's crazy stuff, folks. That should never happen in this country. There are world events occurring now and more coming because of Biden being in office and being so incompetent. He doesn't even act like a strong man. He doesn't. Do you think any nation fears him? No. He doesn't even exude a personality of strength. He's everyone's his pal and his buddy. He wants to be liked. Right? And I've talked about, I don't know if it's Luke 6, where Jesus says, "Woe to you when everyone likes you." That's what he wants to be. People like that just don't make it. They're not good for, especially the president of the United States of America. I mean, let's be honest. Woe to you when all men speak well of you or whatever. But the problem is, he's a perfect example. It doesn't happen. All men don't speak well of him. I'm not. He's not courageous. He's not brave. He's not a hero. I don't believe he has a high level of integrity and honesty. I think the left is super frustrated. They're frozen, but they have a lot of people in place that are pushing through policies and actions and legislation that are the most destructive things that have ever happened to this United States of America. God put Trump in there for a while. Trump got some good SCOTUS nominees, Supreme Court of the U.S. nominees, and it's a check. It's a permanent hard check. But then you get like Sotomayor that's voting on things completely unconstitutionally just because she's a political activist. The biggest problem is these left-wingers use the seat to legislate. They're not legislators. They are judges. Their job is to look at what the rules and laws of the land state, one, and the Supreme Court of the United States, justices' job is to uphold the Constitution in every way, shape, and form. The problem is they're subject to the waves of, you know, politics, which is sickening. It's sad. Truth is truth. Justice is justice. We say justice is blind. If justice is blind, does it have a political agenda? I'm going to go with not. Kind of like the whole COVID thing. You know, want to see a baseball game? Here's a shot. Want your kids to go to school? Take a shot. Strap a big diaper on your face. Seriously. I mean, folks, what has happened to us as a nation? I was listening to a congressman speak the other day, and he was talking about, you know, this. They get these Soros plants, you know, all over, and there's some sheriff head chief of police for some big city, and he's saying that, I think I mentioned this, that he, you know, we got to get these red flag laws through, and he goes down this list of all the things that make you a red flag. One of them is anonymous tips, and this guy sits, and he's talking about how, do you know how dangerous that is? Do you understand? Have you read the book 1984? It's a little bit dark and dreary, but it's prophecy. It's prophetic. A Brave New World, same thing. It's prophetic about where we're at. You know, the transgender and unigender, and the 1984 just shows how the propaganda, as it builds and builds and builds, and the more they tell you a lie, the more you believe it. We've heard Joseph Goebbels, who was the propaganda minister for the Nazi Party, who said, the more you tell a lie, the more the people are tend to believe it, or whatever, the more the people will believe it. The bigger, the greater the lie, the easier they believe it. What does that say about you and me? I mean, are we the fringe? I would like to think so, but I meet listeners, and a lot of them get it, but I still meet listeners that are drinking some of that Kool-Aid. I use that phrase because there was that cult leader back in the 80s or whatever, Jim Jones, that had like 800 or 900 people drink poison Kool-Aid and commit suicide together. This is what we're doing on a grandiose scale in our country, in our world. Fear, ooh, fear drives us to insanity. The things we do, you know. Anyone who's willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither. Remember that. You willing to trade your freedom for security to be safe? Are you afraid of COVID? It's a lie. Oh, take this shot. You can do everything. If you just take this shot, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. Put on your mask right now. Take the shot. Wait. Well, you'll be safe if you take the shot. Shoot. Well, just one more shot. One more. Booster. It's going to make it all better. Wait, people are still dying. Take another shot. Get another shot. Another booster. I was reading some obnoxious numbers of how many billions of shots went out. I mean, I don't even want to repeat the number, but it was absurd. I don't even know. It was ridiculous. And then you figure the cost of each shot at $40, $50. The amount of money, folks, is in the just beyond anything comprehensible. Do you believe the pharmaceutical companies? We have the war on drugs. We got to go after the war on drugs. But we can have legalized drug cartel. And by the way, the shot, it's safe. It's totally safe. You're like, what's in it? Doesn't matter. It's safe. You're safe. And then you get these little wisps of information. Well, people are dying. Oh, no. No. That's just a lie. No one dies. It's all good. Why would the left want to do this? The left, my friends, is socialistic communism, Marxism. It's train wreck stuff. It is the Cloward and Piven strategy, controlling you through your health care. What does health care do? Your health care affects every single thing about you. It gives the government the ability to tell you, think about it. Shut down restaurants, shut down health clubs, everything that's good. But then pick essential businesses. Strip clubs are cool. You can go to those. You know, bars are cool. You can go to those. Liquor stores, whatever it is. Which probably wasn't a bad idea because you take away people's ability to self-medicate and they probably lose their minds. The shot never was safe, and we're never going to know. It's propaganda. We don't know who's all dying and from what and how, and it's ugly. And there's, oh my gosh, are there countless stories. Someone comes up with a website, lays out all the facts about people dying, and oh, got to take that website down. COVID misinformation. I mean, come on. Do you understand how reckless this is? It's a flagrant insult to the populace intelligence. And here's the thing. How about this? None of us is as dumb as all of us. Individually, we're never nearly as stupid as we are as a group. As a group with peer pressure and manipulation, oh baby, get out of the way. We will self-destruct. You just tell me to be afraid. Look at crowds and riots. One or something goes down, you get a shooting, which is terrible. I'm sick of this stuff. People start running. The whole crowd runs. You're stampeding each other. People act like fools because the actual male heroes in this world, sexism, are cowards. They don't step up first. They wait until someone else does, and then they run over, and then they're superheroes, you know, while their wife's going, honey, get over there. You got to help them out, you know. So I don't know. I think it's important that we realize back. Let's back up. Financially, this stuff's coming at you again. I believe they're going to hit the power grid. It's coming at you. You can forget about your paper money, folks. Just forget about it. It's going to get smoked. Oh, you'll be able to get it back, but you're going to have to go through hoop after hoop after hoop. I've seen over my years in banking and money where companies go bankrupt and then they have to pilfer your money back to you. You don't get it all. No. But you get a little bit. But you got to get it out over a period of time, so that you never have enough money to do anything that's relevant in your life, which is exactly what they want, to destroy the middle class. Please be aware of this, okay? I'm asking you, please be aware. It's coming on strong. It's coming on hard. Just because people talk about the COVID thing, which is in the past. COVID. I mean, it was a scandal from the get-go. 100%. But, oh, we gave it up, didn't we? So, precious metals, God created them. He told us about them. He said to use them. He said they're good. Why not listen to him? Well, Kevin, you don't understand how smart we are. Now, we have computers and super smart people, and we have crypto coins. If you do a bunch of mathematical equations, it makes money. Ding, ding, ding. Not dumb. It's garbage. I mean, if you and I agree that something's worth something, it is. But it doesn't mean that God says it's worth something. And God said precious metals. God said the things that God has attributed as true wealth, gold, silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones. Show me a time in civilized history where those have ever lost their value. They don't. I mean, I'm not saying some random tribe in Papua New Guinea, you know, that trades, you know, elk or shark teeth and whatever the heck it is. That's a different deal. That is an isolated, that's not civilization. Precious metals have always been the pinnacle form of wealth in every civilized society. God said gold is good. Taub, T-O-W-B. from Genesis 2, I think it's around 11, that he labels it this. This is like a good word. He says, so here's the English version or the English equivalent of this word. It's the word that said he saw his creation and saw it was good. The English equivalent is good, pleasant, agreeable. And there's some repetition here because I'm getting through the Strongs. But listen, good, pleasant, agreeable to the senses, pleasant to the higher nature, excellent of its kind, rich, valuable in estimation, beautiful, the best, comparatively, glad, happy, prosperous, of man's sensuous nature. It's inert and interchangeable, and it's good, right, and ethical. Inert and interchangeable. What's inert? Inert means that it doesn't, there's nothing bad about it. Inert means nothing bad. No one's, you know, here's a debatable concept. People can be allergic to silver. People who say they're allergic to gold, you're not. You're allergic to the alloys in the gold. You are not allergic to 24 karat gold. No human being is allergic to pure gold. People that are like, well, I had a gold ring. You probably had a gold-plated ring, and they're, you know, or nickel. People are super allergic to nickel. But just so you know, it's inert, it's taub, it's great, it's good, it's awesome. That's what God said. Gold, you know, and silver are used throughout the Bible, precious metals and other things, but only those attributed as true wealth. They're used to bless the patriarchs and, of course, uses money. They use gold in the temple, which years back, I did the math, it was worth over $1 trillion back then. I mean, in other words, the amount of gold that Solomon used in building what they call the second temple, the great temple the Babylonians took down and stole because of kings overconfidence or whatever, when he had visitors from a land far, far away and he wanted to blow their mind, dum, dum, dum. At that time, the amount of gold recorded in the Bible was worth over $1 trillion. Gold and silver was worth over $1 trillion. Today, you can kind of double that. So Solomon used probably, by today's standards, at least $2 trillion in precious metals to do the great temple. They say the gold was like a half cubit thick in the walls to the point where it would affect gravity. Physicists say mass and gravity are interchangeable. That's why we get gravity from the earth, because of the mass of it. So you would literally, hypothetically, if you were fortunate enough to get into the Holy of Holies, which few were, they used to tie a rope to the ankle of those in the Holy of Holies, so that if they died, because if they went in there impure without being completely cleansed, they'd be killed and they could drag them out by the rope. They also carried a bell on them to make sure that everyone knew they were still alive. Because if you went into the Holy of Holies with sin, hidden sin, you hadn't confessed and cleansed, guess what? Down you went. Pretty cool stuff, right? What was Christ's first gift? Gold and frankincense and myrrh. I've mentioned gold all throughout heaven, and I've talked about the scriptures that say we'll be throwing our gold in the streets on the day of wrath. God endorsed it, authorized it, created it, blessed his patriarchs with it, blesses us with it, used it in his temple, gave it to his son as a first gift that's recorded while he was on earth. He says he put it all over heaven, and that people, when he tells us we're throwing it in the streets on the last day, that's telling us we've had it the whole time. It's been money till the end. What more do you need? Why mess around? 401ks and IRAs, people get so confused on these. You have a 401k, it's pre-tax income that gets invested in whatever, but you're going to pay tax on it. It's inevitable. part of the 10 planks of communism are a progressive tax system. Taxes are going to go up. When Trump, okay, so I've gone through this, but when Trump lowered taxes, hypothetically, he really was favoring his best buddies, the big C corporations, but when he lowered taxes, they were still way higher than Bush had. So Bush had, you know, a high rate of 33. Obama jammed it to pretty much 40, I'm rounding, 39.7. And then Trump fixed it down to 37 is all the lower it went. Trump did do a lot of things for C-Corps and things like that that are good. But in a way, we're getting into an aristocracy. We're getting into true fascism. Amazon, you know, everyone, UPS, Walmart, the airport or whatever, Delta, United Airlines, they're government sized. These corporations are bigger than they're bigger than every third world government is. It's fascism. All the government has to do is go to these big corporations and create legislation that says you will do this. And they have to do it because why? They impose it on their employees. And then we get like Governor Gavin Newsom in California that's at a 3-star Michelin restaurant called the French Laundry, which I would love to go to, with no mask on. And they all flip out because the hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy. I get frustrated with Fox News because they make a big deal about these people not wearing their masks. And they say, well, it's just the hypocrisy, but they're all playing the game. Even Tucker has done a great job of covering things, but he's vaccinated because I think he'd lose his job if he wasn't, is probably what the deal was. Precious metals are real money, okay? If, you know, it's like real estate, untitled real estate. When real estate, you know, goes way up, people still buy it. The metals right now are giving you a buying lull that is second to none. It's like nothing I've ever seen. Then on top of it, how about hyperinflation? We have the greatest rate increases in almost 4 decades. The only exception was Jimmy Carter. He was stupid. He did the same liberal thing. There's absolutely nothing I can do. You know, folks, I kind of agree the president shouldn't be involved in economics, but when they get involved, do it right, man. The problem is they get all these left-wing radical Marxist advisors around them. They really don't know squat. There's nothing that drives me nuts more when it comes to economics than a liberal economist that lies. They lie, they twist, they spin. Economics is simple math. And I hate this, but it's all, everyone uses it. It's supply and demand, period. No matter what level of education you go to, if you're a PhD and a professor, everything boils down to supply and demand. You can expand demand out endlessly because people have to want or desire something. But for some reason, as humans, we only desire things that are in short supply, technically. Not only, but we really like nice stuff most of the time, good quality products and whatnot. Liberal economists drive me batte. I assure you they do. Precious metals, gold and silver, are the key to liberty. Financial freedom is personal freedom. If you're free, you're free. Christ set you free for freedom's sake. God made a system. Man is autonomous individual. You're not, the Marxists want you all to have big electrical cords. You have to have a great big electrical cord that you have to plug into the system to function. That's what all this handouts is about, letting people pour in here, destroying our economy, breaking the middle class. You have an electrical cord. Everywhere you go, you better be able to plug it in. I'm saying hypothetically, figuratively, you have to plug into the system and one another. It's a big electrical cord. Now, take that analogy and apply it to where we're going. Everything they want is what? Electricity, electricity, electricity. Got to go electricity. We got fossil fuels are bad. CO2 is bad, even though plants live on it. And that's how they produce oxygen. Wait 10 years if we're still here. We're going to be running around not having any or enough electricity. You're going to have to plug in everywhere you go. If you got to plug in everywhere you go, whether it's Marxism or economics or your Tesla or whatever it is, who's in control? He who controls the electricity. I mean, it's a farce. Tesla operates all, or no, well, it depends on who you read, 85, 88% of their charging stations through burning diesel. It's a grand irony. It's crazy. So the U.S. was born as a country in 1776 out of rebellion, right? In part against British domination over monetary policy and the rights to create money. The right to create money is an individual right applied only to a sovereign nation, a nation of individual sovereignty. We were battling that out. In 1792, the U.S. dollar was conceived under what's called the U.S. Coinage Act, which made the dollar the equivalent of 24.75 grains of gold, which set the monetary standard of value that couldn't be negotiated, manipulated, or cheated in any way. I won't get into that whole thing because there's a reason. But the simple, the most primary answer is because the British rulers had begun to manipulate the value of currency by changing coins and their precious metals content. In Article 1, Section 8 of our U.S. Constitution, which was written in 1787, and the U.S. Coinage Act of 1792, Congress was authorized as the only entity with the power to create money and regulate its value and to provide the punishment of death to anyone who was caught counterfeiting its money. That is where fiat currency was not supposed to ever happen. Congress was given these strict principles that they were to never, ever deviate from, and guess what? You know, we go forward from there. And by 1913, so they weren't supposed to do anything about it. By December 13th of 1913, we got President Woodrow Wilson helping to establish the Federal Reserve System, which is our U.S. central bank, with equity financing of $1 billion from private merchant banks, okay? So it's privately owned. Wilson's chief advisor was Colonel Edward Mandelhaus, a representative of European merchant banking dynasties. Hear that? They were European banking dynasties, the big boys that controlled the economics of the world, and with close ties to the American banker J.P. Morgan. You got J.P. Morgan Chase today. The Fed, with its 12 Federal Reserve banks, would be run by a board of private merchant bankers and would have absolute powers to manipulate the U.S. money supply. Okay? This is, as you know, gotten completely out of control. How Thomas Jefferson would lament that day when U.S. money creation would fall under the same federal banking powers of Europe, in which private banks control the issuance of banknotes and credit, the exact system they tried to break away from. The same crowd. The Federal Reserve System was created by rational design and then executed by these New York bankers, J.P. Morgan and Company, under the rationale that it served to finance the Allied side of World War I, which was soon to come. By the end of World War II and under the Bretton Woods Act or the Bretton Woods system, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which was one of the 12 reserve banks in the system, had become the de facto central bank of the world. Wilson and his close confidant, Colonel Edward House, they knew that in order to control a nation's monetary system, a system of taxation of the people was required. Think of that. Wealth transfer. So this Colonel House was instrumental in 1913 in passing the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which ushered in a graduated income tax system, just as Karl Marx said we had to have in order to impose communism. It's a system of decomposition and destruction. It's consuming your ability, your God-given ability to create and save your wealth. So the 16th Amendment also provided for tax exemptions for foundations. Remember the Clinton Foundation? I guess I'll leave you with your imagination to guess which foundations still benefit from these loopholes. They all do. It's just terrible. No taxes on foundations. A foundation's a money transferring middleman source, right? So in 1915, Charles Lindbergh, I'm wrong maybe, but he might have been the one that flew all the way around the world. Charles Lindbergh Sr. may have been his son, I don't know. He was a member of the Banking and Currency Committee, said in a speech, the Federal Reserve System will be the absolute, complete, and total demise of the United States economic system. I mean, he made it crystal, crystal clear that that was exactly what it was going to, that would be the ultimate result of it in whole. And guess what? Here we are today, and he was right on the money. Brilliant, knowledgeable, accurate. You know, there's been smart people, but the radical pro-communism group always seems to come out. They do so much destruction, we can't, you know, you run around trying to fix it all the time. I think people are blind to the prosperity around us. I don't think they understand how great America is. People need to realize how much wealth we have and why people are pouring into our country. This is the greatest country in the history of the world, and we take it for granted. We're lazy. They have us working with two income families to try to get by, and now they're consuming your wealth like you can't believe. They started in the 20s with the roaring 20s, and they pumped the currency into the system and made the stock market explode for the first time, just as we've seen recently. And Trump, honestly, he played the game a little bit too much, but he didn't have the ability. They have got this thing tied down. The world is run by bankers. People don't know. How do you get educated? I try to research things online now. It's impossible. Well, you got to have good sources, Kevin. I agree. You know, everyone's got their advice on who's good, but it's individualism. It's not unity, and it's shameful to be morally, ethically, fiscally, financially conservative to the concepts of the world. There is nothing wrong with wealth and prosperity. The Bible talks about it all over the town, all over. Proverbs talks about the home of the wise is filled with great treasures and riches. God wants you to live that way. I'm not health and wealth. Name it and claim it. God, give me the, you know, no. You know, and it's not Amway or something like that, where if you just join this big pyramid scheme, you're going to get all this money and you can be like the guy at the top. No, you won't. You're just feeding the guy at the top. Oh, you know, you. What's your most important thing? Oh, time. Time with your family. That's it. We can provide that. We can provide whatever you want. It's just the answer is money. But they suck us in. We make really bad decisions based on, I guess, what we could call greed. So, you know, it's a, you know, all I'm going to say here at this point is preserve and protect your wealth and financial position. You have that ability. We do it for you. When you buy precious metals, you're not investing. You're just transferring your hard-earned compact wealth or into a compact transportable form of wealth. It's super important that you understand that. You're not, people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to invest. And then, is it up? Is it down? Is it sideways? Is it left? Is it right? Who cares? Park it. Do you do that with your house? If you do, you're OCD and you need to calm down. Because if you're going, what's my house worth today? What's my house worth today? I'll tell you what. The tax assessor will tell you what your house is worth. And I'll tell you, when you own precious metals-based assets, you don't have to worry about all that because it's yours. It's off the grid, off the charts, anonymous, transportable, liquid, recognized globally, everywhere, all the time. What else is like that? I mean, what other asset are you aware of that is always, always, always the pinnacle form of wealth? I can't tell you about one. I can tell you. I can't find my glasses, though. Is that good? Sorry. But anyway, it's simple. Don't sweat it. Don't stress. Oh my gosh, if I do this, no, you do have to worry about that when you have paper assets. And there's a couple reasons you invest money. One, primarily, is you have to have growth to maintain with inflation. One thing that's gone up pleasantly is precious metals. It hasn't exploded yet, and it will. The stock market is just a big bike pump filling up a bike tire or car tire, whatever you want to call it, tractor tire, whatever. Just pump, 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 currency, 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 currency. The COVID thing was the greatest left-wing Marxist scam this country's ever seen. It took over every aspect of control. It took over our financial and economic system. It crushed it. What'd they do? Crush the economy. Shut down small businesses. Where is the primary conservative voter base? Small business. Get rid of them. Shut them down. Transfer everything to the big C corporations. Why are these huge mega corporations headed up by liberals? Because they're Marxists. Because they become egotistical maniacs because they have all these people underneath them. And what else did the government do? Just pump money to people. Just pump your, hypothetically, people. It's hard to even call it your hard-earned tax dollars. But it's true because you have to pay taxes. The problem is it's all fiat currency. It's phony. But they handed it out to all the working men. Why? Create dependency on the government and make sure it's not just to get them dependent and make sure they're not wealthy. Break their work ethic. Get them out of the work routine. Get rid of the middle class. Make them dependent. Make them welcome the next crisis. But let me assure you one thing, folks. The government will not take care of you. Government, what would you call it? Dependency is godlessness. Free market, which they call capitalism, is godliness. It's what works. It's how God made things. It's the system. Our country has the greatest system ever. We still look good. We still look like we got a strong backbone, but we're financially broke. And that wasn't enough. Just let them pour in the border. Pour in the border. What happens? These people get free handouts. They have no shame. Okay? Some come here to work, but most are just here because Biden's in. Welcome them in. Come on in. Keep pouring in. Don't secure the border. Who cares if people are dying? Who cares about disease? Who cares about COVID at that point? Just bring them on in. Bring them on in. We're going to get them all to vote, etc. So I just, you know, I hope you see that enough. So I am beseeching you at this point. 401ks and IRAs, roll them out. Just get them in your hands. Forget the rest of it. If you're getting employer contributions, take the money, make sure you're vested, and get it out. You're going to have to pay a tax, but you're going to do it now rather than later. And later is always more. That's that progressive tax system. You go back and look at historical 1040s since they created the Fed. I've looked at them, folks. Up, 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 up. And even though the rates might climb moderately as they create more currency, it hyperinflates it. So you're paying, you're basically losing your buying power along with being taxed to death. So I'm getting low on time again. 509-444-0044 is Spokane. Call us. Let us help you secure your wealth. We are good at it, and we love you. Please take care and protect yourself. In the name of God, I thank you for tuning in. Good night.